Barack Obama, obviously this year's Time Magazine's Man of the Year. In a minute, we'll ask our panelists to predict who will be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year next year. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, working to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world. The Gruber Family Foundation for support of NPR's international coverage, and the Wallace Foundation, where arts and education leaders can learn about how to bring the arts to more people. Downloads at the Knowledge Center at wallacefoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our technical director is Robert Newhouse. Other engineers include Lorna White, Lester Larchick, and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac and Jewel Dolce, Chase Bank. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Emily Ecton, Philip Klaperick, and Laura Colbert. This week we say farewell to Ann Cadigan, the latest graduate of the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me internship program. She is the latest of the people we've sent into the world with horrifyingly skewed ideas of what makes for appropriate workplace humor. Thanks, Ann, for everything, and good luck. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, who will be the next Time Magazine Person of the Year? Charlie Pierce.
Well, in keeping of the revolutionary way he staffed his cabinet, it's a three-way tie next year, Peter, between Secretary of Defense LeBron James, Secretary of the Interior Shaquille O'Neal, and Surgeon General Dr. J.
Amy Dickinson.
George Washington. He called from 1801 and wants his face taken off our currency.
Roy Blunt Jr.
I don't know whether you noticed Mr. Madoff recently this week on TV walking around as if he had some private joke. He had a little grin on his face.
Yes, he did.
All that.
Yes, he did.
I just feel this as the feel-good story we need, that just last night he made some last-minute investments, and when he goes to court, he's going to say, "Wheel it in, boys," and he will have made back all that money that he blew, and not only that, but enough money to bail out the whole country.
Well, panel, if any of those people end up as Time's Person of the Year, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Charlie Pierce, Amy Dickinson, and Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.